Player Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Brandon LaFell had a breakout performance in his third week back from injury. 5 catches for over 100 yards in his 6th NFL season. The fact that LaFell even has a productive professional career may surprise you, given where he grew up. We traveled to Texas this summer, just outside of Houston, to find out.
My block, that's where I grew up at. 1700 block of Andrews, Hollywood Apartments. They tore the apartments down when I was in 6th grade. And once they tore them down, we moved. My mom moved out the neighborhood, and I moved into the apartment with my grandma in Allen Parkway Village. Growing up, it was tough here. But we never let that get to us, but we always let it motivate us. I had 3 older brothers, so we made everything fun. We didn't have much, but we had each other. Man, this is the neighborhood park, Wiley Park. This is where I grew up in. I actually stayed a block away, so a lot of times I had to be in before the street lights was on. Because the park used to be jumping every Thursday, Friday night. Friday, Saturday, but the best days are Sunday after church. It was a lot of stuff happening. I done seen fights, plenty of fights on this basketball court, but not even much that you don't much like somebody. You hate to lose, you lost. You lost, and the guy that you lost to is just talking too much trash. It's just, forget basketball, it's time to fight now. I done seen dudes get shot out here over basketball games. I done seen dudes get robbed out here. I done seen it all out here. But, man, no matter what happened out here, we back here every Sunday.
Boom, boom.
My releases off the line came off this basketball court. Basketball court is not a lot of room already as it is. You look at the court is kind of small. We still out here playing 4-on-4, 5-on-5. You still got to make moves and get to the hole when it's not that much space. It was like, you think about it, like my grandma, she set me down. And she told me, like, you probably didn't like none of the stuff we did, like, growing up. But she's like, you would never made it and I never did that. And, like, I just sit back and thought about it. I was like, she right. And just, man, in high school, she was strict. Like, curfew? Like, it was 10 o'clock. Like, she really, like, treated me, like, and protected me like I was a girl. But she was like you because you was the youngest. You was the baby, and I seen your 3 older brothers do the wrong thing, and I didn't want you to be the next one. Everybody else we know that was out in these streets running around late at night, they ain't make it.
Hey, make sure you tell the people on documentary what was your favorite Power Ranger, too, man.
Hey, you calmed down, man. You calmed down, man.
You know I know, man. I love you, Joe.
All right, boy, you be easy. Man, as a freshman walking into here, man, I'm from an all-black neighborhood, so coming to a neighborhood where it's one of the richest neighborhoods in Houston, where you got classmates that's freshmen, sophomores driving BMWs, and I'm on the metro on the city bus and hearing about what they were doing for the summer, what they doing at the school. When I'm just hoping I go home and it's a meal to eat. It was a big culture change, but it was guys like Coach Nolan, Chad Buller, Tyrone Green, guys like that made the transition a little easy for me, Yeah, I missed the bus. They came and got me. They came and got me. I missed the bus. I called them at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Where y'all at? Yeah, school. And I just woke up. I thought your bus left at 7:20. Like I said, I just woke up. Yeah, but all right, man, we on our way. They'll come grab me.
When I first took him home, just seeing where he lived and where he came from, it kind of touched me. It was a kid that, didn't have a whole lot of guidance coming over here. And so we wanted to provide that, give him some stability, some people who he can count on, some people who he can trust.
They're great people, man. These guys, I see these guys every day. I talk to them at least once or twice a week. Even since I left high school, these guys never wanted anything from me. They just wanted me to do right, so the guys that's coming up behind me and the guys that are around me will follow my lead.
Winning their trust is by showing them that, you're there for them. I mean, you're not just there. You come, you teach your classes, you coach them, and you get in your car and drive, go home. It, you know, because the kids will figure it out after a while. You know, kids, you don't fool kids.
Ragpo chasing me around, Drew kicking me off. Had some days right here.
Brandon, you know, is a really a credit to himself. He didn't have the most stable home life or the greatest influences in the neighborhood, and yet he's turned out to be a really, really good person.